Hello, Mo.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. This is Simon Baby, and my brother from another mother, Chubb Rock, is on the line.
What up, Chubb?
What up, Wine Dance Girl?
You already know.
New season of R&B Divas?
Yeah.
Yep,
L.A.?
New season. It's the second season. Yep.
Tonight on TV One, every Wednesday night, 10 p.m., TV One. Mo is now blonde.
Yeah, with gold teeth.
Mo's gold.
Back to the salt and pepper, push it days. Nah.
Let me tell you, and I don't know if you noticed, she's an incredible radio personality as well.
I did not know that.
Oh, incredible. She did radio in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, and I think in D.C. at one point.
I used to fill in for people in Philly, sometimes in New York, but my shows that I had, the Little Mo Show, started in Baltimore. That was in 2002, and then I did radio in 2010 to 2011, right before I started shooting the first season. Well, right before I went to L.A., and then I did the first season of R&B Divas L.A., but between D.C. and Baltimore, that's where I actually, you know, sat in every day. I was on from 2 to 6, being Ms. Radio. Yep.
Well, that's what's up. Family on many fronts.
Yeah, you got to be, too. All the amount of kids I got. But I'm a hustler, so that's all I know how to do. I always find my lane, and then, you know, I ride it out until, you know, until I get to my next destination. So had it not been for radio, like, that afforded me the opportunity to do reality TV. And so when R&B Divas came along, it's not just about me being Little Mo the singer. I had to let them know everything that I was involved in. And the good thing about it was, like, the producers and the executives of the show, because they followed my history, it was like, we thought you would be a great pick for it. I was like, really? I was like, well, you know, I don't act like a diva. I would say regimented. I'm trained. Like, I'm so used to being on schedule and stuff like this. So I said, if it's going to be about showing up late and being extra, I said, I'm not with that. But they was like, no, this is totally different. And another thing was, I like the fact that we can go through things in front of the world, but it doesn't get so out of hand where it's just like, I always feel like my integrity or my sanity was compromised. So that's another reason why I signed on to do this show, because I knew that this would be a real good look for me. So with us being on second season and just consecutively being in everyone's homes, like, you can't beat that, especially coming back in the industry. It's afforded me to put out more music, write a book, so many things. So, yeah, thank you to everybody that tunes in faithfully every Wednesday at 10 p.m.
You know, that's the thing. Most of these R&B Diva shows, we can't get any tours with the ladies. We can't get any new music with the ladies. Will that be different with you guys? I mean, you got Chrisette Michelle out there who still records. You should always still be recording.
Yep.
I mean, but are you guys coming with any kind of collective project?
Well, collectively with this season, we're doing the Puerto Rican National Tourism Project. What it is we're doing the theme song for Puerto Rico. So, like, you know how Jamaica has come back to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh, this was new. We're doing that for Puerto Rico. But, you know, when you get six divas on one song, it's just like, all right, are we doing too much? Is it going to be overkill? How are the people going to receive it? Because there's only one person that's really Puerto Rican, and that's Claudette. And she tells us, like, she hasn't been to Puerto Rico in a while. So it's just like, we just want to make sure that we don't mess up. But even with the Puerto Rican National Tourism Project, we still have our own separate projects and lives that we lead. So tonight's episode, I know it talks about Claudette basically going solo. A lot of people remember her from City High. So I know that she's used to being in a group. Now that she has to step out on her own, you know, will she be able to succeed? That's one of the things a lot of people who are in groups always worry about. Like, will people receive me, or do they? You never know who everybody likes, I guess, the most out of the group. And so that's what she deals with. Michelle, she's been in the shadow of being, you know, the ex of Dr. Dre and Suge Knight. So now she's just like, you know what? I'm letting my past go, and I want to move forward into who Michelle is, because people haven't seen her in years. You know, since the show, nobody had heard from her, I would say, on the East Coast as well as the West Coast. She was touring, but we didn't know what was up with her. Now she's getting back in the studio, and the producer that has the nerve to say to her something like, she needs to go take voice lessons. She's like, what? Like, she really, you know, you get to see her and her feelings, as well as, like, just all of us just trying to maintain where we left off. Chrisette has been doing this continuously. Like, she plans out her life to tour four times a year, but she said because she doesn't have children, she's afforded that opportunity to constantly tour. Lila James, who's one of the new additions to the show, she's just like, well, I tour, but now she has a young daughter. So all of us are moms except for Chrisette. So you see how We just, like, make it do what it do. And we're single moms at that. Now, I have help now because I went through a very, I would say, public divorce through the second season. Like, first season, I was married. Second season, I'm not. So you see me go through those motions. But because we filmed from December to February, when it airs, I've actually moved on to a whole other relationship. I'm already done daggone near married in my third marriage, so I hope three times is really a charm because that's what I'm working on. But you get to see my life pan out in front of the world because, you know, a lot of things I don't hide because you just never know who's going through the same thing as you.
Pretty much everybody's going through the same thing as everybody, you know. But, yeah. But you know, it's funny, you're one of the younger ones on the show, but I've noticed that you've kind of taken, I don't know what you would call it, but...
It's almost like a motherly...
Yeah, a motherly role, especially when it came to Michelle A, because you guys were overly concerned about Michelle A, and it seemed like she was going through some things, and maybe, who knows what they are, I'm not going to speculate, but... You know, she was going through some things that seemed a little strange.
Yeah. Well, last season we had the Diva Log. That's where we left off. And the good thing that I'm glad they had us do, and I'm glad with the show, is when you guys get to see it, we get to see it too. Even with the Diva Log, we would never rehearse each other's story in front of, so you could, they want us to be prepared to hear each other's stories. Like, you read stuff on the blogs, you hear stuff in the media, and out of respect, I won't say, yeah, girl, was that true? Did Dr. Dre not really give you no headphones? Like, you just hear and see stuff, but you don't want to ask because you don't want to disrespect. But just to hear what Michelle A went through, how she was physically abused, how she contemplated suicide, you just like, yo, I would never know that. When we shot the first season, it was 8 weeks. Coming back, we shooting 10 weeks. And so in that interim, I just always make sure, girl, you okay? Because you would think, because of where they come from and who they're around, that they just okay. But she was like, no, I don't get any of that money. I don't get any of this. And it's just like, yo. Then when she talked about suicide, how she tried to take the pills and her daughter was there. So I'm thinking this is like years ago. She was like, no, that was like 6 weeks before we started shooting. I said, you got to be kidding.
Wow.
So this is still a fresh wound. Like, she still hasn't healed from that. And we're so used to, in this industry, just get over it, because you got to make this money. You got to go out here and do these shows. So you go out there, you do what you got to do. So then when you have that downtime and you really have to deal with yourself, you don't know who you are. So honestly, R&B Divas is therapeutic for us all, because we get to see and find out who we are, how we all really collectively are the same people just going through different issues. But a lot of times I do take on that nurturing role. That's just naturally me. Even though I am one of the younger ones, with Christette being the youngest of us all, it's just like... It always seems like the youngest ones always take on the motherly role, because I'm so used to people taking on to me. I always grew up around older people, so a lot of people always thought I was older. But then you get to see sometimes I don't handle things. I don't always walk away from situations. Sometimes I'll be like, no, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's that young side. That's that wine dance side that come out that a lot of people ain't know was in me. And I've tried to hide that and suppress that because, you know, everybody doesn't need to see that, and you don't need people to push you to that point. But one thing I would say that not only has reality TV afforded me to see myself, I see myself in others. So I relate to everybody that's on R&B Divas LA. There's a part of me that's the same as Shantae, a part of me that's the same as Claudette, same as Chrisette, same as Lila, same as Michelle A. It's six different women, but we all compare some type of way. And man, this is just a beautiful thing. And even though we've had core audience and fans or whatever for the past years, people that watch us know there's a part of me that's even in them. Be like, yo, a lot of people from the East Coast like, yo, you remind me of myself, because you be right, you be on go. And but then I got to go to the West Coast where they act totally different than us. I'll be like, yo, oh my God, yo, it's a lot, but it's worth it all in the end. So be sure to tune in tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time at R&B Divas LA. Me and my crazy self going to be on there doing something crazy as usual. My kids even watch. Well, this is one of the reality shows I do let them watch, because I know we only go but so far before we just like, yo, all right, if you want to jump out there, be sure to reel it back in. Ain't no sense in causing a conflict and you don't have a resolve. We don't do that.
Yeah, this new crew with R&B Divas LA definitely have a sisterly bond. I see it definitely different from season one. Definitely different from season one. So, Little Mo, baby, tonight, R&B Divas, TV One, 10 p.m., you get a chance to see it all. First of all, Michelle A is one of my favorites, and especially, and of course you, because me and you go back from a different time, but it's a great show, and definitely can't wait to see what goes on tonight.